Members of the state's congressional delegation are weighing in on the Air Force's decision to suspend the relocation of the F-16 Aggressor Squadron from Eielson Air Force Base to Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson. In a news release, Representative Don Young said he was pleased with the decision. Young says the Air Force had a responsibility to present all the facts and prove to Alaskans that moving the F-16s was the right thing to do. Alaska Senator Mark Begich was informed of the suspension in a letter from Air Force Chief of Staff General Norton Schwartz on Tuesday. In a letter, General Schwartz writes that Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta is directing the Air Force to suspend all force structure changes until Congress completes action on funding appropriations for the military in fiscal year 2013. North Pole Mayor Doug Isaacson is part of the Tiger Team that meets weekly to discuss the local impact of the proposed relocation. The suspension doesn't mean the F-16 squadron won't move in future, but Isaacson says it offers some relief.
This, on top of Flint Hills announcing its reductions, on top of the railroad then, announcing its reductions. I think this will help people breathe better because it isn't all coming at us at once.
The suspension comes on the heels of a meeting Wednesday of the Joint Armed Services Committee convened by the legislature. The committee discussed the future of Eielson. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says there are plenty of opportunities that could keep the Air Force from downsizing the base in coming years.
What other missions can come to Eielson? You know, we have the JPARC expansion. We have UAVs that are possible, that are being discussed. State legislature gave $5 million towards those type of projects.
Both Hopkins and Isaacson say the mayor's Tiger Team will continue to meet regularly to discuss the impact of the military on the local community.